WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
It's 99.7 Max FM, deep with It's Up to 7 p.m. Here's Third Eye Blind on Max FM.
Bye.
maximum hits.
It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7
Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. See how
For Fears on Max FM.
Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. God is getting a lot of credit recently, whether it's in success like winning the Super Bowl or in failure like this guy. A 29-year-old man in Ohio named Campbell Giffens was arrested for trespassing outside a library in Sandusky. It doesn't sound like Carnell was snooping, just trying to break in or even vandalizing a place. He was just charging his phone at an exterior power outlet. Still, it was 1:20 in the morning, and guess what? He was not supposed to be there. When the police spotted him, he said it was cool because he had cleared it with a higher power first. He told officers, quote, "I checked with Christ, who gave him permission to be at the library after hours." According to police, Carnell goes by the nickname Cloud, so they charged Cloud with criminal trespass. Just to be clear, it doesn't sound like there was a librarian named Christ. He was talking about Jesus Christ, and you know, I don't think he told him to charge his phone there or break the law. I'm just kind of guessing. It didn't say anything about drug use either, so I've got some questions about that. So, yeah, I think you're not supposed to be there, and you're not going to be able to say, "Hey, someone told me to be here. It's okay, just let me charge my phone." Not how that works. Coming up, we will have a look at the community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. A look at weather news by Don Henley on Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk. It's happening on Saturday, February 17th from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The businesses of Sauk Prairie hope that you can join them for this fun-filled sweet treat and fundraising day. All proceeds will be going to the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. You'll be able to purchase tickets the day of the event. The cost is $5 per person. Three and under are free. Wristbands will be available for purchase at the C2 Juicery, Sauk Prairie Fitness, and Baraboo Chamber. During the event, you won't have to go in any order, but businesses in Prairie du Sac and Sauk City will be happy to welcome you and have some sweet treats. There'll also be bucket raffles, 50-50 raffle, punch cards. If you have any questions, all the information can be found at Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk 2024, and just search that on Facebook. Again, this will be benefiting the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin and is presented by Brunker Realty Group. And Downtown Portage will be hosting their Winter Fest event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 17th. There'll be a number of downtown sales at local businesses, plus prizes and activities for the whole family. Go to portagewi.com for all the details for that event.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs mid-30s. Mostly cloudy in mid-40s Wednesday. A rain or snow shower possible in the late afternoon and evening. Then Thursday, clearing back out, cooler, high-low 30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 38. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. Okay, I was just getting done telling you the story about the guy charging his phone at the library. I decided to look down at my phone. It's going dead, so maybe I should go over to the library and charge it, or maybe I'll just go home. Speaking of that, it's time for me to head on out. I'll be back tomorrow night after 5. Coming up after 8 o'clock will be Tony Lorino on Throwback Nation Radio. Our 50-minute music hour continues with Hall & Oates on Max FM.
I don't like things that are scary and painful.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.